A series of suicide bombings across Iraq this weekend left at least 50 people dead and more than 130 wounded. Wire services reported that the dead included at least 24 Iraqi soldiers, 27 civilians, and one American soldier. The attacks came as Shia observed the Ashura holiday, marking the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. The violence was not so bad as a year ago when about 200 Iraqis died during the Ashura holiday. Iraqi officials claimed the reduced death toll was the result of increased security measures, which were taken with only minimal support from the U.S. military, according to the Los Angeles Times. The Times quoted Major Walid Fakir Abbas, a deputy commander of the Iraqi National Guard in Karbala, as saying, "Our National Guard, with the new army, has transformed from a tool in the hand of the tyrant, Saddam Hussein, to kill people, to a system which protects people." The Pentagon says it does not keep statistics on the number of Iraqis killed and wounded since American-led forces invaded the country nearly 2 years ago. A study released last year by researchers at the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University estimated that at least 100,000 Iraqis had died in the 14 months following the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. The Hopkins study used statistical analysis to estimate the death toll as a result of the war. The website iraqbodycount.net estimates that at least 16,000 Iraqis have died as a result of the war. The website is maintained by academics and accumulates statistics from published reports.